1212, yeah, yeah, hey, hey.
Get up with Claire and Sam.
Get the catch up at hit.com.au
or download the Hit app.
This is the catch up on Riverina's MIA Hit 99.7.
Also, we ourselves were pretty pumped to have daylight savings end. Not because we don't like it, just
look,
because of our hours
yourself,
that we're awake.
Didn't bother me.
Oh, okay, there we go.
I like
when the sun sets earlier because otherwise I don't go to bed earlier.
See, for me, yeah, none of that makes a difference. My blinds are normally shut. I've got the TV on in the bedroom and I'll fall asleep when I'm ready.
Really?
Yeah, but in saying that, I think it's actually messed me up a little bit.
Ooh.
Because, so, baby has decided that 2 a.m. is normally a great time to wake up and decide to kick me on both sides.
Great call, baby.
Yeah, which wakes me up, obviously. Mm. So now instead of being 2 a.m., it's 3 a.m. that I'm woken.
Ah, which is very close to awaking time.
Well, this is the problem with this morning. I was awake from 3 till 4:20.
Oh, blanket.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
Well, that doesn't sound good at all. You had a mini melt, and that's what I'm going to call this. 13, 12, 16. Did you have a mini melt around daylight savings ending? Usually you have it at the start because you could sleep in and miss an hour's work.
Yeah.
If you didn't realise daylight savings ended yesterday.
Those people would still be asleep as well.
Yeah, very good point. I had a bit of a mini melt on Sunday morning because at about 2:30, I believe it was, I actually emailed myself at this time. I woke up at about 25 past 2 and I had a message from a mate and he's back in WA.
Yeah.
So he'd had a few beers and just
wanted to catch
up.
So when was this? On the Saturday going into Sunday?
Yeah, Sunday morning. Very early Sunday morning. And I got this message at 2:25. But then I checked... I woke up at 2:25 and then I checked my phone and the message said it came through at 2:35. I thought, how is my phone predicting I'm going to get this message in 10 minutes' time? It tripped me the hell out. And then I realised that I had already gone forward and backwards.
Yeah, yeah. So the time had already changed.
Yeah. We also had a massive... This isn't a mini melt. This is a massive melt. We had a massive melt. A lot of our Queensland stations, because we're on the Hit Network, we've got stations everywhere.
Yeah.
Now, Gold Coast. Gold Coast is one of the main hubs where a lot of our stuff comes out of. Like, after 9 o'clock, we come out of the Gold Coast.
Yeah, yeah.
Our announcers are there. Now, they've been obviously an hour behind.
Yes.
Unfortunately, they work on daylight savings time because they need to suit us New South Welshmen.
Yeah, because we're more important.
We are more important, absolutely. And for some reason, someone didn't make note of this when the time changed. So the whole of Queensland was out of order by a whole hour for all our radio stations.
Yeah, it was pretty messed up on a Sunday.
No one likes
getting those calls on a Sunday.
No, definitely not. This message was at 6:15 a.m. on Sunday morning.
Ooh.
And tell you what, Chucky, our operations manager, was not happy at all.
Understandably.
Are we ready?
The catch-up.
With Claire and Sam.
And Sam, yesterday, I went MIA for an hour.
Like Murrumbidgee type
no,
MIA?
No, as in like missing in action for an entire hour. Now, for starters, I didn't mean for this to happen.
I mean, you're pregnant, so you weren't drunk.
No. And this is the thing. So it was about, I don't know, 10:30, 11 o'clock on a Sunday. And Sam went looking for me around the house and realised he couldn't find me.
Hubby Sam.
Yeah,
I'm
not you.
Not,
that's
not,
weird.
Not housemates.
And he started to freak out, understandably, because he couldn't find me anyway. He yelled out my name. He couldn't hear me. He couldn't see me.
You two are really good with connecting and communicating.
Well, yeah. So this is the thing, is that we spend all like pretty much every weekend together. Mm. And I don't normally just up and leave. But I did yesterday.
Did you have a fight?
No. Nothing happened. I couldn't find one of my cats. Right.
Yeah.
So I thought, I'll go over to the neighbour's house.
Your cats, you know, they do their own thing.
Yeah, I know, but she'd been gone for a while and I was worried.
5 minutes?
I think the whole maternal instincts are kicking
in. Yeah, fair enough. And your cats are like kids to you.
Exactly. So I went to the next door neighbour and I just said, hey guys, have you seen our cat? If you see, can you just kick it back over kind of thing?
Kick it? Whoa!
Not literally,
Jeez,
Sam.
Peter.
Peter has nothing to do with that. RSPCA. Either way.
Both animal rights stuff, whatever.
Okay, but I went around there and I was like, yeah, you know, if you see, can you please, like, just send it back over?
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, no worries. Oh, come in. Have a tea with us. Like, come
nice.
Have a tea. I was
very
like, you know what?
Neighbors.
Yeah, they're lovely. And I haven't seen them in a while. And I thought, you know what? I will. I'll come in. I'll have a cup of tea. I'm not doing anything today.
No, it's Sunday.
I was complaining to Mum earlier in the morning that I was bored. So
there we go.
I'm like, perfect.
Found friends.
So I said, yeah, no worries. So went inside, put my phone down on their dining room table.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't realise it was on silent. And I walked back into the kitchen and sat there and we just chatted about life and had a nice little cup of tea and it was great.
Good.
After about an hour, though, not that I realised it had been an hour, I said, oh, I should probably get going.
That's a sign of a very good conversation.
Yeah, it was good.
An hour's just flown by.
I said, I actually forgot to tell Sam that I was coming around here. She said, oh, yeah, no worries, no worries. So I go get my phone. There are seven missed calls.
Seven missed calls.
A missed call on Facebook.
Jeez.
And I was like, uh-oh, I'm in trouble.
No text messages. This is serious.
No text, just all calls.
Yeah.
I'm like, right, I'm in trouble. Okay. And I said, oh, better get going.
So it was all Hubby Sam calling.
Yeah. Mm. All Hubby Sam coming. And I thought, why did I not tell him I was coming here? Like, it didn't even cross my mind.
Well, I guess you thought you were going to be 20 seconds.
Well, yeah.
Turned into 24 hours.
So I walk out the front door and there's Hubby Sam driving past. So I wave at him, big smile on my face, like, hey, babe.
How are ya?
His look on his face said it all. He was furious.
Oh.
The only reason he was driving past is because he was going looking for me.
Oh, where was he going to go?
He was just going to drive the streets of Griffith.
Just trying to find you.
So this is the thing. In his head, he thought, maybe I've been abducted.
Straight away.
I'm 6 months pregnant, so he's freaking out that someone's taken me. Or that I'd gone for a walk for no reason. But he goes, I know your hips are bad, so there's no way that you'd walk.
I know what he thought. Yeah, you're a big-time radio host. We could get a bit of money
here. Oh, yeah,
here.
That's totally it. He was more worried because I was pregnant. He's like, I wouldn't be as worried if you weren't pregnant. And I'm like, oh, thanks.
Yeah, there's a bit more at stake.
And so he called you.
Yes, he did.
What did he say to you?
He just said, is Claire hanging out with you? And I kind of took that as a joke. Like, mate, we don't usually hang out on a Sunday morning together.
It's kind of weird.
It's a bit strange. I had a bit of laugh about it. He wasn't laughing. He was very serious about the whole situation. And I thought, whoa, what's going on here?
Well,
and he goes, I've lost Claire. Claire's gone missing. And I was like, whoa, this is some serious stuff. I've seen this on television.
So I went back home. 5 minutes later, he came back. And he said, I don't want to talk to you.
Oh, but he's just found you. This should be a
hurrah
moment.
He was that angry. He's like, just leave me alone. Now, we've never had this happen in our relationship before.
Yeah.
I've never had a moment where I've done something so bad he doesn't want to talk to me.
Wow.
Like, our relationship's pretty good. Yeah. So I was like, oh, my gosh. And then I couldn't help but giggle a little because I was like, oh, my God, I'm so silly for doing this.
Yeah.
And he's like, do not laugh. He was furious. He didn't talk to me for 2 hours.
What?
2 hours. I was like, and then because he's like, leave me alone. I was like, what do I do for the day? Because I can't go in the bedroom now because he's in there.
Claire, I know the solution here.
Mm-hmm.
You should have just faked a kidnapping.
No.
But you should have just lied.
Well, he tried to log in.
Sound like you would have gotten a better
to
response.
To find my phone, to find me.
I did tell him that, yeah.
But he got the email wrong.
Oh, no.
And he's like, you're not logged in. I'm like, oh, pretty sure I am, mate. Pretty sure I am.
Lesson learnt.
Yeah, don't go anywhere without letting your husband know where you are.
Communication is key in relationships.
Absolutely.
Even I know that. I'm single.
This is The Catch-Up
with Claire and Sam.
Apple last year. What are you laughing at?
I just keep seeing you go to touch a button and then not.
I touched it.
Oh, you did?
This one, 13, 12,
no,
16.
No, Sam's panelling today, so he's doing all the buttons. You keep going up to the microphones to, like, change them, but
they're
like not touching them.
I like feeling things. It's like a DJ
sensitory
on their
thing.
Decks. They don't actually do anything, Claire. It's all pre-recorded, and you just like to touch it to make look like you're doing something.
Anyway, we are talking screen time.
Yes. So last June, I believe it was, in iOS 12 update for iPhone, they brought out screen time where you get an insight into how much time you're actually spending on your phone. Certain apps, certain websites gives you detailed daily, weekly activity reports.
Right.
Now, we're talking normal screen time, then we're talking individual apps. We're talking how many times you've literally picked up your phone, how many times you get notifications a day. So it's pretty specific. And Samsung have a similar thing, don't they?
Yeah, so depending on the Samsung you have, depends on what you'll see. You can do like a battery time, but basically you go into your settings, device maintenance, battery, or if you've got the Galaxy S10 like I do, there's a section called digital well-being.
Digital well-being.
And that's what they call it, right? Yeah. And it tells you how long you've been on your phone, the screen time, as well as the notifications you get.
Well, let's go into it now, shall we? Let's dive deeper. I just checked my last 7 days.
Okay.
I, on average, for the last 7 days, used my phone 3 hours and 49 minutes a day. Now, let's say four hours. 4 hours a day I'm using my phone.
I think I averaged about five.
Yeah, okay, so about similar, 4 to 5 hours. Weekly totals 26 hours and 45 minutes. So I spent more than a day on my phone over 7 days, which is phenomenal. It's a lot. It's a lot of time looking at your little screen. And I'm like, what am I doing? Facebook's a big one. Instagram's a massive one. And then it goes down to Google Maps, probably just from, I had Google Maps on the whole time from Sydney.
Oh, yeah, it makes a big difference, yeah.
And
so is this, do you have like a day-by-day breakdown?
Jeez.
If you click on one, will it do a day-by-day?
No. Okay. It just says Thursday was ridiculous last week for some reason.
See, mine does day-by-day.
Mm. Well, I could do what I did today.
Okay.
But I can't go back like to last week.
Guess you're not as advanced.
Don't make this a Samsung for your iPhone thing, Claire. Ridiculous. We can all live in unison. Okay. Don't dampen this, Claire.
Can I tell you about my screen time yesterday?
Yeah, hit me.
I spent...
Do you want to?
7 hours and 58 minutes on my phone yesterday.
8 hours on your phone?
Yeah, in total, 8 hours on my phone.
What were you doing?
For almost 4 hours on Facebook.
It's just scrolling, isn't it?
Pretty much.
So boring.
I have a new game, by the way, if you download this is the best game. It's called Lemmings.
No,
you may remember
games.
It from the old school. You're boring. Well, I spent an hour and a half on that. I spent 30 minutes playing Fallout Shelter, 28 minutes Googling stuff. Actually, no. 40 minutes Googling stuff.
Jeez!
Then I played another game called Where's Your Water?
Where's Your Water?
Yeah, and then I watched YouTube for 30
minutes. Hang on, go backwards. What's Where's Your Water?
It's a Disney kids game. I got bored. Jeez. Lemmings only lets you play for 5 minutes at a time.
Are you still collecting those Woolies tiles too?
No, they stopped doing them. Oh, I'm really? So upset because I didn't get the whole set.
Thank the Lord.
But something that mine tells me, Sam, and I'm not sure if yours does the same, it tells me how many notifications I get in a day.
Yeah, mine does. I'll go first.
Mm.
Because most of my notifications are off.
Mm-hmm.
I get some for messages, reminders, and my phone. I've got 18 a day on average. So 125 over a week.
Mate.
And most of those are messages.
Mate.
What?
Yesterday alone? Okay, I did spend 8 hours on my phone. Fair enough. Mm. 151 notifications in one day.
151.
79 of those were Messenger. 11 were Gmail emails, 11 map notifications. I do not remember seeing a single notification from maps.
You did get lost yesterday, so.
Apparently. 7 phone notifications. They're all my missed calls from obviously.
Yeah, true.
And a whole heap of others.
So 151 in a day.
151. And some of these things, right, I honestly don't even remember seeing a notification from them.
So notifications are big for you, though. You get notifications for everything. I've limited everything.
Yeah, see, I just swipe it away. I don't even notice.
Yeah, I guess you're in a good habit, whereas if I had that all on, it would drive me mad.
My text messages, I've got at least 5 that are unread most of the time. Because I swipe them away forgetting that they're there.
Yeah,
and then I have to apologise for not responding to everyone.
Like your hubby Sam. Hey, 13, 12, 16, if you want to share your screen time, can you beat us?
Can you beat me?
Have you got a bigger or longer screen time than Claire and I? So, Claire, what are you, 5 hours a day?
8 hours.
Oh, 8 hours yesterday?
Oh, yeah. Average five and a half hours.
Per day.
Mm.
Give us a call, 13, 12, 16. Can you beat Claire's screen time?
Are we ready?
The catch-up.
With Claire and Sam.
It is Easter time.
Woo!
Easter Bunny is just around the corner.
Pretty pumped.
And with Easter comes Easter hat parades. Now, you apparently don't remember these.
I'm not sure if I didn't have a childhood or I've got a really bad memory. I'm pretty sure it's the latter.
Okay, well, I want you to Google Easter hat parade.
All right, I'll do it now.
You know what I need to find? I have the best photos of me at an Easter hat parade. I'm going to look for them today and see if I can post them on our Facebook. But an Easter hat parade, if you haven't been to one for some reason.
Oh, yep, I've been to these.
You've been to these?
Yep.
Is where kids literally, like for me at least, we literally walked around a hall in a circle, like every year walked around the hall in a circle,
yep,
showing off these Easter hats that we'd made.
I didn't like them.
Did you have to make yours yourself?
Yep. I got my mum to do them. I hated it.
Did you not do them in school?
No, oh, maybe, but I never partook in it.
Yeah, I remember that you did them in class a lot of the time. You could take them home and do them as well. And, like, your parents would sometimes buy you, like, extra things to put on your hat.
Yeah,
so your hat was different to other kids. So, say, for instance, the school gave you, like, some paper and some little bits and pieces, maybe the base for the hat.
Yeah.
And then mum and dad would go and buy, like, the little chickens that go on top and the streamers.
Yeah, it's coming back.
Turns out, those days apparently are over.
What do you mean?
Easter hat parades are still a thing.
Okay, good.
But apparently the kids aren't making them anymore.
Oh, they're just being supplied.
Well, not quite. There's two key things here, right? Mm-hmm. So when we were kids, we'd make them ourselves and they looked horrendous, but they were hilarious. They were great. Who didn't love making an Easter hat?
Yeah.
Now, mums and dads are starting to make them.
Oh.
So if you Google Easter hat, it comes up with like all these ideas for mum and dad to make for their kids.
Is this like an off the record thing, or parent or teachers are actually going, take them home, get your kids to
I don't think they're doing them in schools anymore.
Oh, okay.
They're like done at home, and then of course parents are like, oh, I'll just do it for you.
Mm. Parents probably living vicariously through their kids.
Oh,
going,
absolutely.
This is fantastic.
I get to do something crafty again.
Doubts the dads. Probably,
but then there's
mums.
Those parents who don't like craft, right? Not the biggest fans.
Yeah, me.
You can now buy pre-made Easter hats, right, on places like Etsy and stuff.
Oh, gosh.
Now, some of these hats can go for, like, a good amount of money. Like, we're talking hundreds of dollars.
Really?
Yeah, for a pre-made Easter hat. And, look, they do look fab. Don't get me wrong. They look amazing. But, really, is that teaching your kids anything? You can buy it online, kids. Like, what?
What kid didn't cheat with their homework to get their parents to help them out with it?
I know, but this kind of stuff, I feel like...
When this is supposed to be the fun stuff.
Yeah, this is supposed to be the stuff that you do yourself, and you know what? You look back in 10 years' time and you go, oh, how hilarious was that hat that I made?
Yeah.
Not...
You got
look
the
at
photos
the...
of it with your head on.
Yeah. Right?
Either smiling or looking very sad.
Not the photos of, oh, well, I guess that one that mum bought me that year was my favourite. Mm. That's not good enough.
Now at hits.com.au.
Hey Sam.
Yeah.
Netflix, bound to bound, they are always bringing out some great new stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is no different. Now, you may have seen, if you have Netflix, you may have watched the Ted Bundy tapes that came out a few months ago now.
Yeah, okay.
Basically, it was a documentary showing all these tapes and these video recordings of investigators.
Archive footage, like real
stuff. Yeah, investigators going in and speaking to Ted Bundy about these murders that he did. So if you don't know who he is an American serial murderer.
I mean,
there's more to it, but I'm not going to go into that on radio. Basically...
Oh, a bit of a womanizer by the sounds of things.
A lot of. There's some really, really messed up stuff that he did, right? You can watch the Ted Bundy tapes if you really want to.
Is this on Netflix?
Yeah, it's on Netflix still, and people said that it was really chilling. Me, personally, I got a little bit bored. But
your threshold for that stuff must be high.
Yeah, I like watching that kind of stuff.
Sadistic Sally.
No. I mean, as in, like, I don't normally watch the real life stuff. I watch, like, Bones and things like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so for me, like, watching a guy sit at a table...
Not
and
the
just
same
talk
as the,
for 5 hours is a bit boring.
Fair enough. You like the entertaining part of it, that they add their own colour to it.
As horrible as that sounds, yes.
Yeah, no, fair enough.
But this might tickle your fancy, and it'll definitely tickles mine. They're bringing out on Netflix once again a Ted Bundy movie. Now, you may have heard about this. Zac Efron actually plays Ted Bundy in the movie.
Hang on. Is this the guy from High School Musical?
Yes, it is. We're all in this together. You know that one?
Give it one more time.
No, I'm good. But normally he's known for his very lighthearted, fun-loving kind of surfy attitude in movies.
Yeah.
This takes him to a whole new extreme, and apparently he's portraying Ted Bundy amazingly in this movie.
Oh.
The whole thing is, right, is that Ted Bundy wasn't a bad-looking dude.
Yep.
And it's more about the fact that Zac Efron is quite a good-looking dude. Mm. And it's not about... It's reminding people that it's not about looks. Just because someone looks really nice doesn't mean they are.
That is a great lesson. Very accurate.
Yeah, and so apparently, like, the way that Zac Efron portrays this shockingly evil and vile man is phenomenal.
Great.
So this new film is coming to Netflix. I don't have an exact date for Australia yet, unfortunately. It's set to be released May 3rd in America. Not 100% sure if that's going to be the same here. Fingers crossed. But you can watch the trailer on YouTube at the moment. If you just Google the Ted Bundy movie, it looks pretty awesome.
I always get confused with this type of stuff, whether or not... Okay, so you've got the Dirty John. Dirty John's another Netflix series with Eric Banner in it.
Okay.
And it's similar where there's a podcast based on all the real stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There's a TV series based on the real stuff. And then there's a movie. Or something like that. A documentary based on the real stuff and the TV series. Do you go and watch the real stuff and then watch the movie, or do you only stick to one or the other?
It depends on what kind of person you are, I think.
I think I might do the movie first with Zac Efron, because it's only an hour and a half. You get entertained, you have a good time.
And I think
then
it
you
teaches
go back
you a lot
into
more.
The deeper, darker side of it.
Yeah, it teaches you
stuff.
A short but furious version of who Ted Bundy was versus drawn out over 7 or 8 episodes. Individual tapings of what happened.
I've Google imaged this dude, and I've got to stop looking into his eyes because I think I might be next.
He's a serious killer, hey?
Yeah, he's 30 plus victims. Gee whiz.
Anyway, it is coming to Netflix soon. We'll have to wait and see when it comes out. I've just had a look. I can't find a date, unfortunately, guys, but hopefully soon.
Yeah,
if it's coming
out
May 3rd in America, I'm sure it'll be coming out here very soon.
Yeah, if you're a fan, let us know. 13, 12, 16, if you know a date. But for more Trending Now news, head to hit.com.au.
right now.
Radio. The most popular entertainment show.
Gotta get, get.
Dean McCarthy, live from LA with Claire and Sam.
Check this.
Go!
That is right. The sexy man joins us on the phone this morning. Hey, Dino, how you doing?
Morning, Dean.
Hi, guys. Good morning, everyone.
Now, Dino, I want to start this morning with one that's confused me. For starters, I thought Kim Kardashian only had two children. She has three.
She has, yes, the fourth one is on the way.
So who's the third one? Did I miss a child?
Adopted?
It's Chai. It's called Chai after Chicago. Yeah.
Oh, so they've got Northwest? No, I don't know.
North, Saint, and Chai.
There we go. When did Chai
come? Yeah, when did Chai come?
Get into this beautiful world.
But Chai's only new. Funny, fairly new on the scene. Yeah.
How did I miss this, Dino? Okay, so they've got a fourth child coming. So what's going on here?
Okay, so the fourth one is also in the surrogate's belly.
Yes.
So here's the deal. They're going to have a baby shower for the fourth one, and the baby shower will be CBD themed. What does that mean? CBD is the chemical from the cannabis plant. Now there'll be masseuses there, massage therapists, there'll be crystals, there'll be tea. It's going to be like a zen kind of baby shower.
That's so random.
Super random with CBS products. So the thing is CBD products. So CBD products are now available in America everywhere. Like I got given this cream from this that's like I'm supposed to put on after the gym. I haven't used it, but it's basically made from CBD. Like
made from hemp. There we go. That's very interesting, mate, and interesting that Kim K is about to have four children.
Yeah, I know.
We'll move on to something we've been covering over the last probably month.
Mm.
Jussie Smollett. Now he's the Empire actor that was in trouble, and he got out of hot water.
He wasn't.
For faking this whole setup. What's the update with him?
So, okay, he's definitely being sued by the Chicago City Council, I guess you could say. Sued for $130,000, and he is going to have to go to court over that. And basically, he's gone a bit MIA. He's not appearing at any Hollywood events, and apparently, word on the street is in Hollywood, this is going to very, very negatively affect his career.
Even though he was found...
Innocent.
Because there's still so much speculation.
There's so many lawsuits over and over again from different parties. It's just crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, well, is he a good actor? Yeah. I guess Empire's a massive show, so I guess he is a good actor. Hopefully that can shine through in the end and his career is not completely ruined. You're not fussed at all. Michael Jackson, obviously, there's that Leaving Neverland documentary that came out. Now, the estate from MJ's party, they've come out with something completely opposite, have they?
They have. They've released their own documentary, a 30-minute documentary, saying that, all of the things in the Leaving Neverland documentary were untrue. They brought in Michael Jackson's niece and nephew and two producers that worked with him. Basically, they'd go on there and say, none of it's true. We never saw anything weird. That's kind of the whole documentary.
It was obviously going to be, the other way, completely not biased. I don't know what side of the fence I sit on, but we weren't expecting anything else remarkable from this, were we?
No.
It's hard. I hate this. I hate how this is all involving someone who's deceased, whether or not they did this or not. You'll never know.
It's one of those things that should have been brought up while he was still alive and not after he'd passed.
Everyone did try to get the truth out of it, but it was just too far gone.
Mm.
Dean, pretty dark Monday to start off. At least Kim K, she's having a fourth child. Woo! Celebrate.
Yeah, fun.
There we go.
Order some extra pizzas or something. Three people.
Absolutely. Thanks, Dean, for joining us this
morning.
Thanks,
Dino.
We look forward to chatting to you tomorrow.
See you, Dino.
Oh, gee, it was quite sad, really.
Yeah.
That MJ stuff is still freaking me out.
Oh, really?
I don't know where to go with it.
What do you mean? In what way?
Is he guilty or is he not?
I'm just staying out of it. Not even bothering.
Yeah, it doesn't sit well with me.
No.
Want more Claire and Sam? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.